spent yesterday the Gemara. Now we have to go through Tosfos, how Tosfos learned the Gemara. So just let us learn the Gemara and Tosfos. Acherim oimrim askoife mishameshes shtei reshuyos. A stoop that is, we'll see it either by a mavui or by a bayis and chotzer. It has two different halachas. Mishameshes shtei reshuyos. Bizman shapesach posuach kelefnim. Then it has a din like a reshus hayochid. Pesach nol, if the door of the reshus hayochid is closed, kelechutz. Va'aval gav deles leilechi. And even though this askoifa does not have a lechi to be mater, it becomes mutter al yedei psichas ha-pesach. Now the Gemara is going to ask a kasha. But let us, before the kasha, that is how we learn that if there's a pesach pasuach, it has a din kilifnim, avol gav deles leilechi. Zaktaisvis, avol gav deles leilechi, peirish rashi, the salke daitach the mairi ba'askoifes mobi shech shirei belechi. The Gemara and the Havamina held that we are speaking of an askoife to a mobi, that a mobi is mukshel with a lechi on one side of the one of the kaisolim. The line here, so Taisa says, we're not after speaking about a mobi in the Havamina. We the koma besamuch La'olam ba'askoifas bayis. You could really be speaking about askoifas bayis. In the whole Yehitas Loshon HaGemore, it would seem that one teretz was Omar Rav Yudah Marav Hoche ba'askoifas movi. Rav Yudah Marav was mechadish, we're speaking about askoifas movi. And later Gemara says La'olam ba'askoifas bayis. Doesn't have to be speaking about a movi. So upon him, it would seem that in Goren, the Havamin of the Gemara, we were not only speaking about a Mobi. Elo nire. The Mairi b'chol askoife. That according to the Havamin, we are speaking about all types of stoops, bein the Mobi, bein the Bayis, bein the Chotza. That the Gemara says that it becomes mutter, even though it does not have a lechi that is matter the mobi, because the lechi is only matter keneged chudai apnimi. So this lechi cannot be matter the askoifa. So why did the Gemara chapom avol gav the less lechi mishum mobi? That means a mobi that becomes mutter with a lechi. So the Gemara is just indicating that you don't have a lechi for the askoife, because the chudei apnim is matter. The bayis v'chotzer ein nitter belechi. Stamazoi. V'koire ele bepasim. So memele, so stamazoi nish dovos zu redden. By askoife of a bayis v'chotzer, Alechi stamazay is not a matter for the bayis and chotzer either. You need to pass it. Inami nokat lechi mishum the bayis v'chotzer nami nitorim belechi mikan velechi mikan. That means that the Gemara chapton, there's no lechi for the askoife. That means for the bayis there is two lechoyayim, because the two sides of the Ruach Revi could be used. That means if we have over here, let's say, a bayis or a chotzer. So the two sides you have over here, this is the fourth side, so we'll have over here, this will be the two pasim for the Ruach Revis. So this is sufficient for the bayis and chotzer, but al kaponim for the askoife, it is not sufficient. Because we say the chudei apnimi is matter. So the Gemara is saying that the askoife is mutter, even though it does not have the heter of a lechi, or if it's speaking about tulechoyayim, it doesn't have the heter of tulechoyayim. Umayri, now Taisus is explaining the case. Umayri dekaime askoife kineged oivei hachoime. The askoife, the stoop, is between the Oivei HaChoyme, and as we mentioned, the Oivei HaChoyme, this is in the Ruach Revi'is. So the Choyme goes till here, the Choyme goes till here. So we have here, and here we have an askoipe, here we have a stoop, and this is the tzir of the askoipe. Mairi dekaime askoipe kineged oivei hachoime, tahainu bein lechoyayim, the askoipe is between two lechoyayim, shehu teicha pesach. This is the teicha pesach, this is the knise. This is the knise to the mokim we're entering to, either it's a bayis or a chotzer or a mover. Vahadeles oimedes eitzel oive hachoime shel tzad pnim. And the deles that is posuach or nol, the deles is over here. And the deles, so when it's open, so the askoife is posuach to the rishus inside. When the deles is nol, so the neles blocks off the askoife from the rest of the inside rishus. Now Taisvis is going to explain what the havamine of the Gemara was before the kasha. Now Taisvis is going to explain. We have here over here bekitzer. We have here a rishus, a mavi or a bayis or a chotzer. And this Mavi and Bayis and Chotzer have a tikkun beruach revius. They have shtei lechayayim, the oivei achayme that juts in the ruach revius. These are two pasim, which this is sufficient to be matter the rishus inside, even for a bayis and a chotzer. So the rishus inside has four mechitzes. It has here we have the two mechitzes, a third mechitze, and then we have the two lechayayim, the two pasim, which are sufficient to be matter, the fourth ruach. That is sufficient for the rishus inside. Now, the eskoife, which is over here between the two lechayayim, this eskoife only has a mechitze over here, a mechitze over here, two mechitzes, and we'll see further what else the eskoife has. So Taisu says as follows: Alahachi, v'delus emedes eitzel oivei hachoyme shel tzatnim. The delus is standing by the oivei hachoyme shel tzatnim, and this is the delus is over here. Alahachi, pesach posuach. If the door is open, kilifnim. So the askoife has the halachis of the rishus that's inside. Why? So Taisu explains as follows. Sha'oisei oivi rishus hayochid gemurei. This mokim over here, that's between the oive hachoimates, is minatayre a rishus hayochid. Why? Sheyeshlo gimul mechitzes. This area mitzadatzmoi has three mechitzes. Beis mechitzes mei oive hachoime. That means each side is a mechitzes. So this mokim has already two mechitzes. Ushlishis litzat pnim. And well, you'll go further, so litzat pnim, that means the third side, there's also the mechitzes abayis are also called mechitzes, that means for the third ruch, you have a mechitza over here. So this mokim has minatayre three mechitzes. No, what it is missing the tikkun beruach revius. That is what it is missing. So memeil alohochi. Pesach posuach, so the Gemara held, before the kasha, v'omar Rav Chama bar Gurya, before that kasha. So before that kasha, the Gemara had wanted to understand the Baraisa as follows. So the Gemara held like this. Sh'oisei ayvim sh'isei yochid gemuri, sh'yesh lo gimul mechitzes, v'mokei maskoife es three mechitzes, beiz mechitzes, me'oivei hachoyme. The oivei hachayma on both sides are two mechitzes. Ushlishis and yeva third mechitze litzat pnim. That means the mechitze which is in the bayis or chotzer or movi, which is going horizontally. That is the third mechitze. That is a mechitze for the mokei maskoife. Afal pi. Now the problem is, but three mechitzas are not sufficient for anything. Not for a mavui, not for a chotzer, not for a bayis. Neither tikkun beruach revius. So the Gemara held, af al pi shemitzad revius uporotz b'miloi, even though facing the Rishus HaRabim, this askoife is porotz b'miloi, the whole ruach revius is porotz l'Rishus HaRabim, and there is no tikkun b'ruach revius. Afil ahochi, kiven shaha pesach posuach, since the door of what the inside Rishus is open, and the inside Rishus does have a tikkun b'ruach revius, is bottle oisai oivi lemasha b'fnim. So this oivi, this knise, which minatoire is a Rishus hayochet, that's mutal atalto b'soiche. Only midarabonin you need a tikkun. So the Gemara held that if the Pesach of the inside Rishus, which this is a knisa to, is open, so there's a din bittel, it's nisbatel to the Rishus. And just like in the Rishus, one is permitted to be metaltel because the Rishus has a tikkun beruach revius, because the inside Rishus has two pasim on the ruach revius. The askoife doesn't have two pasim, but the inside Rishus has a tikkun beruach revius. So the Gemara held that is chat the barais. Kiven sha pesach posuach. Botol oisoi oivi lamasha befnim. So this oivi, the moki maknisa, becomes botol to the rishus that is inside, whatever it might be. She yesh loi dalad mechitzes. In the inside rishus has dalad mechitzes. So mamela, that is the lomdus and the barais. The askoifa that has gimel mechitzes, and it is only a shayla of the Rabbonon, so if the Pesach is pasuach, so it becomes bottle to the Rishus Apnimi that has Dalad Mechitzes, and Ski'ilu, this also has Dalad Mechitzes. Pesach, no. But what if the Pesach from the Rishus Apnimi is closed? It's Kilochutz. Why? The Kivin Shuhu, no, since it is closed. Ain't a bottle of Masha Befnim. We have here a hevdol between the Mokim Askoife and the Rishus Apnimi. So it doesn't become bottle to that Rishus. So Memele, so it is a Mokim with three Mechitzes without a Tikkun Beruach Revius. Vavikin Nifrat B'miluay LeMokim HaOso. So here we have a Rishus, a Mokim that is Dalet Al Dalet. That is polut, that is open, lemoke ma'osa, that is open to a Rishus HaRabim. So that's how the Gemara understood pshat in the Beraise. So we have a mahalach. And this a mahalach can apply sai by a chotzo, sai by a movi, sai by a bayis. That means, bekitzel, the askoife has three mechitzes, minatere is a Rishus HaYochid, midarabonon it needs a tikkun, and the Baraisa was Mechadish, it only needs a tikkun when it is separated from the Rishus Apnimi. When the Pesach is Pasuach, it becomes Nisbatel to the Rishus Apnimi, and the Mele, it has the Miles of the Rishus Apnimi, and the Rishus Apnimi has Dalad Mechitzes. So the Mele, so it also, it's also Mutalatal to the Rishus Apnimi. Period. So now, Taisus had a kasha. If that is the lomdus of the Baraisa, so let us understand what the Baraisa says. Pesach no kilochutz. If the door of the Rishus Apnimi is closed, so Memela does not become bottle to the Rishus Apnimi, so there's a din kilochutz. What is the taich kilochutz? Like the Rishus Harab. That is a very misleading statement. This is min ha-teira Rishus HaYochid. If it says it's kilochutz like the Rishus HaRabim, so that theoretically means that one is permitted to take from the askoife into the Rishus HaRabim, if we won't be mavod al damas b'Rishus HaRabim. Rachman and it's long. This is an isur deraisi. You're taking from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRabim. So Taisvis says, v'lav davke kilochutz. No, the Gemara understood now the Baraisa, not that when the Pesach is null, that it's mamish like the Rishus HaRab. The Rishus HaYochid gemuri mi deraise. This is a deraise de ki Rishus HaYochid kimin she yesh lo gimul mechitzes. This has gimul mechitzes. V'osna letalto misham elochutz. Elekori ke lechutz. So why do we call it kilachutz? Lefisha ain't no kilifnim. That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means that it does not have the kulis of the pnim. The pnim is the rishus ayochid, and what is the mutter? Letalto in the rishus ayochid. But the chutz is not a rishus ayochid. What is the chutz? The chutz is a kamalist. That means, min ha-toyr it's a rishus ayochid, mi the rabbonon, since it does not have a tikkun beruach revi, it says a loch of a kamalist. So memele, it is not like the pnim. It does not have the hetha tiltal that the pnim has. So lamay nafke mine, v'osa letaltal misham, alakori kelechot, v'shayne kelefnim, v'osa letaltal mibifnim le'oive ha-pesach derech nekev im yesh bedel. So l'cheire Taisus had a problem. Taisus' problem was as follows. What are you telling me that it does not have a din like the pnim? L'chayre to carry out from the rishus pnimi to the askoife, so you only carry out when the door is open. When the door is open, it has a din of pnim. When the door is closed, so what is pshat, it's not like the pnim, is what chumra does it have? L'maisa, what chumra does it have? So l'chayre, the marsha and the taisus aroshes, we could say, if this askoifa was very long, it had more than dalet amis in the length, so it could be it has a din kamalis, the one is not allowed to be metaltal dalet amis in the askoifa. That is, we will assume the askoifa was dalet amis. If the askoifa is not dalet amis, so memele, so what is pshat? It's not like the pnim. So the only way you can say that you're not permitted to carry out from the pnim to the askoifa. So how do you do that if the door's closed? So Taisvah says that there was a hole in the door. And therefore, so Memela, since this is a rishus, since midarabon on the askoifa is a loch of a kalmelis, for also letautel mibifnim li'oide ha-pesach derech nekev. So one is not permitted to carry from the bayis, lo'ive ha-pesach, the mokim ha-skoifa, that's called the oive ha-pesach, that's the mokim ha-knise, derech nekev im yesh bedelos. If there is a hole in the door, so memele, that is pshat, delos nol, it is not like the pnim. It is a loch of a kamalis, because it doesn't have a tikkun beruach revis. So therefore, one cannot take out from the Rishus Ayochid to the Askaife Derech Nekev B'Soy Chadel. So it comes out, but the Loshen is a little dochuk, that Pesach no Kilachutz, we have to learn it with a grain of salt. It doesn't mean it's Kilachutz, it means it's not like the Pnim, but it means it's like a Kamalus. Inami Yesh L'Yashiv Kilachutz. Taisa says, maybe we can say Pshat in the Baraisa, that it's that kilachutz means it's mamish like the rishus harabim in front of it. What does that mean? Nami yeshash of kilachutz kigoyin she pasuach lekalmelis. That this askoife is not pasuach to rishus harabim. This askoife is pasuach lekalmelis. So memele. So then it's mamish meiridik. So deles no. So the askoife is. The askoifa only has a tikkun and three ruchas. And the fourth ruach, it doesn't have any tikkun. So memeila, the askoifa has a loche of a kamalus. It is posuach le kamalus. So memeila, so that is pshat in the beraisa. The beraisa says, delis no kilachut. It is like a kamalus. So memeila, so it's mamish that it's kilachut. It's very good, the loshen of the beraisa. The Svas Emes is Ma'orer that we see a gewaldike chidush in Taisvis over here. Now, this askoife is a rishus hayochid min ha-toire, because it has three mechitzes, and midarabonon, it doesn't have a tikkun beruach revi'is, so midarabonon it has a chumre of a karmelis. The karmelis, that is the street, which is outside this askoife, is a kamalis. It's like a plain kamalis. That means the street in Yisod is a kamalis, which Chazal asled, one is not permitted to take from a Rishus HaYochid to a Karmelis. So the Svasemis is Meirer, so L'Chayre, it's also not so poshet. That means even though the Askoife has a Chumra of a Karmelis, but Mehechit Teisi Shev a Kul of a Karmelis. That means Minatayr it's Rishus HaYochid. The Chazal said one is not permitted to take from a Rishus HaYochid to a Karmelis. So the male never lost the shame of the Shus HaYochid. No, the Chumre, the one that it has the Chumres of a Kamelis. Of a Mehechit Teisi, it loses the shame of the Shus HaYochid that now one is permitted to take out from this Shus HaYochid to an Emes Kamelis. Lamaisi brings a Rashba that says it is that way. Chazal were consistent. And the Rashba, he brings a Rashba. Nerev, and the Rashba by us also seems to say the same shot, that Chazal, since they gave it a chumra of a karmelis, automatically it gets the kulis of a karmelis also. And therefore, if it is pasuach to a karmelis, one would be permitted to take out from the saskoife to the karmelis. So this is the hava amina of the gemara. So the kitzer askoife misham without the kasha of v'ha'omah. That means now we have a problem, and when we'll learn Erevin, we'll see that the lomdus is not oisgalten. But on Kaponim, before learning Erevin, that's how the Gemara wanted to learn Pshat in the Beraise. We are speaking about an askoife that is a Rishus HaYochid min HaTorah. It has three mechitzes, the two oivei hachoime on each side of the askoife, and there's a mechitza shlishis, either when it's no, you have the delos for the mechitza shlishis, or when it's pasuach, you have the reshus hapnimi, which that is the mechitza hapnimi for the askoifa. So you have three mechitzas, which shitas hataisvus is a reshus hayochid min hatoyre. And that's how we can understand the barais. Avo, ba askoifa kula bereshus harabim, chutz li oivei hachayim, but, if the the Gemara understood the askoif is bein oivei achoim, and then everything stims. But an askoif that is completely in the rishus harabim, that means it is outside of the oivei achoim. Lekalokmi, there's no havamin at all that this should apply the aloche of delos no kilochutz and delos pasuach kibifnim. Why? So let's say Tosfos makes now a cheshbon. The lav gavoya gimel. If this askoife is not tall gimel tvachim, so it is in a rishus harabim. It has no mechitza whatsoever. Maybe there's one mechitza in the back, but it is only as one mechitza, which is nothing. And it's pachas megimel tvachim in the rishus harabim. So memele afilu pesach pasuach avekelochut. So then the door wouldn't help the situation at all, because this is a mamish a rishus harabim min atayret. Teich gimel is a din of rishus harabim. So a pesach pasuach wouldn't help the situation. Ve'ig that if it's poches me gimel. Ve'ig gavoya gimel urechova dalit karmelisi. So it's a karmelis. So this is we have. A karmelis is chaylik reshus b'fnei atzmo. So this is in the reshus harab nieva karmelis. It has no connection at all with the bayis. They have a loikel achutz, the loikel afnim. So it's not a reshus hayochad, it's not a reshus harab. And it's not affected any way by the door. It is a reshus b'fnei atzmo in the reshus harab. If it is gavoya gimel and dal. It has a shame reshus, and it's not bottled to the reshus harabim, it's a din karmelis. V'im eina rechova dalet, what if it is not dalet? Mokim p'tur, so then it'll be a mokim p'tur. Ula oila mukil lefnim echolachut. Then you don't, why do you don't need doors, psichas adeles, nilas adeles? If it's a mokim p'tur, mitzad atzmoy, so it's a mokim p'tur. And that the etzim, the rishonim say, that is the first part of the baraisa. The first part of the Baraisa says that an askoifa adam oimed al askoifa neitum abalabais menoisen lei neitum onem menoisen lei. That is speaking about an askoifa that is in the rishus harabim, and that the Gemara said is speaking about a mokim p'tur. But here, this askoifa, what the seif of the Baraisa is speaking about, can't be speaking about such an askoifa. V'ikayimo kulo lifnim. And if the yaskoifa is mamish kulo lifnim, that means it is in the toich dalad mechitzis, in kain la'oilam hu kilifnim. So memele, so the only way we can understand the baraisa, that the baraisa made a difference if it's Pesach no or Pesach pasuach, that is davke and a skoife that is surrounded by the oive hachoime, so there automatically it has two mechitzes, and then automatically it has a third mechitze. This askoife, which is minatayre reshus hayochid, the Gemara held this adin bittel b'mokim shapesach pasuach. That was the havamin of the Gemara. And it could be speaking about all the shuyes. Even the Mayri Baskoifas bias, it's speaking about Askoifas bias also. In Kain my porich afogav the lesle lechi, that this Askoifa does not have the matter of a lechi. Baskoifas bias mistome mekuru. Mistome, that's how Rashi brought down, we learned yesterday, that there used to be a kirui of Dalit Fochim over the Askoifa, that used to jut out from the bias. So memele, so it has now, so you have a tikkun beruach revius also. You have over here the chaimes abayis, and you have over here the kiroi, the tikre that is jutting out from the bayis. So you have here a tikkun beruach revius, pitikre yored besoisim. In kain my porich afal gav de les loy lechi, it doesn't have a lechi. Voskoivis bayis mistome mekuru, vislolameima pitikre yered besoisen. He says, Rashi avoided this because Rashi said we're only speaking about askoivis mobui. But Taisha said we're speaking about askoivis of all the shuyois. So memelus, what is the kasha by askoivis bayis? Voimari, dar kocher beine mekura airi, dimme mekura filo pesach lol namikalifnim. So Taisu says, you can say that it is speaking about a Mekuradike Askoife, because the light of the Baraisa doesn't make sense. It's, we have to figure out a tier that should stem with the Baraisa. So Kochav, it's speaking about Askoife's bias, we're speaking about that there's no Kirui over the Askoife, or else Afila Pesach, no Kilifnim. That was the Gemara, so that's how the Gemara learned. Fafel Gavda Lesle Lech. So the Gemara asks about the Loch, it's not true. For Omar, let us go back to the Gemara. For Omar, Rav Chamo, Bar Gurye, Omar Rav, Toich HaPesach, Tzorich Lechi Achel HaTiroi. And Rav Chamo, Bar Gurye, did not make a difference if it is speaking about Pesach Nol, Pesach Posuach. Rav Chamo said that this area of Askoife, needs a tikkun. It needs a tikkun beruach revius. Sorich lechi achel atiroi. It needs a tikkun beruach revius. So memele, so now we're stuck. So now we're stuck. So filu pesach pasuach is also shver. That is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Bim toima, teicha pesach afopi. So the Gemara wanted to say, that Rav Chama Bar Gurye is speaking about if there is Dalet al Dalet. So it is a Rishus Bifnei Atzmoi, so then it needs a Matir Beruach Revis. It is a Rishus of Dalet al Dalet, so it needs a Tikkun Beruach Revis. But maybe we are speaking about that it is not Dalet al Dalet. Ritayme, the last way Dalet al Dalet. So the Gemara is, from Rav Chama Bar Gurye, Amarav, Teich HaPesach Al B'Shem B'Dal B'Dal B'Zos HaTzorich Lechei Achel HaTira. But that is the pilpul of the Gemara. If the Mokei Maskoife, which is the Teich HaPesach, does it need a tikkun? Yes or no? And Rav Chama Bar Gurye said it does need a tikkun. Even if it is less than Dal B'Dal B'Dal, and even though there's never Chshivas of a Rishus, Afal Pikein it needs a tikkun. Vim Toima, so Teisvis was a Boki. Teisvis learned a Rivet. So Taisa says, this halacha of Rav Chome Bar Gurye, that if it does not have a shir of Dalet al Dalet, so Memele, what is this? This mokim is, in reality, a mokim ptul, because it has gimel mechitzis, and it is not dalet al dalet. So this mokim is a mokim ptu. So we'll see in a minute. So v'im toime l'rove de mukilove peire kame de eredin. So Rove says as follows. This halacha of Rav Chome bar Gurye. So Rove said that does not always apply. You only need a tikkun v'haynu davke beposuach lekamlus. If it is posuach lekamlus, mishim de motzo min es minoy v'neyer. So the kamlus asels this rishus. But if it is less than dalet al dalet, and it is posuach l'rishus harabim, so then Rove says one is permitted to be metaltal in this askoife. This askoife is aloch of a mokim ptu. Rami Bacham is only speaking about, Rav Chama Bar Guri is only speaking about its pasuach lekamelis. So fraktaisves l'rove de mukila beperikame da eire v'nayne davke bepasuach lekamelis, b'shim de motze min es minay v'neye, luki hocha bepasuach l'shus harabim. And in Pasuach L'Shus HaRabim, Rove says klov, that it is mutter, it's mutter to be metaltal in the Mokei Maskoife. That's Rove. Ulabayin namid le'maflik hosom bein Pasuach L'Kalmos bein Pasuach L'Shus HaRabim. Nuki baskoife gavoya gimel. But Abaye also said, if the askoife is gavoya gimel, and it is less than dalet al dalet, that we're speaking about, so then it's also mokim ptur and it's mutul etalto. The peirik kame de erevin, muki abaye, ho de tzorich lechi achala tiroi, the deleke askoife gimel. This dalet is a grais, the achreinim, the yadovid, the choy de shovi, the magia, askoife gimel. Oy be deleke askoife klau, So what is Pshat and Tosfos Kasha? So Rav Chome Bar Gurye, that said that if it is less than Dalet al Dalet, it is also Letaltal. Rav Chome Bar Gurye is only speaking about certain cases. According to Ravi, speaking about it, Pasuach Lekamelis. According to Abaye, he's speaking about that is less than Gimel al Gimel. It's less than Gimel Tvachim, I mean. It's less, doesn't have a Goyva of Gimel Tvachim. Then, it's Tzorich Lechi Achel Atire. But, if it will be Pasuach L'Shus HaRabim, according to Rove, or if it will be Gimel Tvachim, according to Abaye, so then, it is Mutal Letalto. So let us say that this Parais is speaking about that is either Gimel Tvachim or Pasuach L'Shus HaRabim. We can't zetz ein that the askoife is we're speaking about a case that the askoife becomes a mokim ptur. Dim kain, and it means if we'll say it's speaking about gavoya gimel according to Abaye, even less than gavoya gimel according to Rav, it's pasuach l'shus harabim, and Rav holds as the din of a mokim ptur. That means if you're making it good, it's too good already. That means Sai Abaye and Sai Rove, who said that there are certain cases where one is permitted to be metaltal on the askoife, so in these cases we do not need that it should become this battle to the Rishus Apnimi. In these cases, it's mutter letalto mitzad atzma, because they have a loche of a mokim ptur. They have a loche of a mokim ptur. So memele, so the baraisa can't be speaking about such a case. So kochoch, the baraisa has to be speaking about a case that Rav Chama Bar Gurye is speaking about. That mitzad atzma, it doesn't have a hetzer tiltu. No, Rav Chama Bar Gurye said that if mitzad atzma doesn't have a hetzer tiltu, so the only way it will get a heter tiltu, tzorich lechi achel atiroi. You need a new matir to be matirit. So that was pshat in the Gemara's kasha. V'chikoma, when the Gemara said, v'chiteime deles beidalit, so when the Gemara wanted to make this akimte, that it is speaking about deles beidalit, avi motzi lemifrech ihochi afil no nami. So the Gemara could have asked, ihochi afil no nami. The Masha Muchitzich, what Taisus wants to say here, but the Yad David explains that Taisus means to say as follows. He says, if you have an askoife that is less than dalid al dalid, so there are two halachas. Let's say according to Rove. According to Rove, if it's pasuach l'shus harabim, it's mutal l'talto. If it is not pasuach l'shus harabim, it's also l'talto. So memele, and according to Abaye, the same thing. If it is gimel, it is mutal l'talto. If it's less than gimel, it is also l'talto. So that means this anaskoifa that is less than dalid al dalid, it could be in ganzen mutter or in ganzen also. So that's what Taisa says. The Gemara asks, how could it be? How could this be speaking about less than dal dal dal? Rav Chome Bar Guye said that it's in ganzen also. Nitzorich lechi achal atire. The Gemara could have also said, I don't mean to say it's in ganzen mutter. So why is Pesach Nol is also? That means this dinner was like the Rehitis Loshna Gemara by Stois, less than Dalad al Dalad is also not an Eitzah to be Matil. So Taisus means to say that is not completely true. Less than Dalad al Dalad could be a Matil if it's Pasuach Lashus Harabim, if it's Gavoya Gimel, it could be a Matil. But then there will be a different Kasha. Not the Kasha is why is it Mutter, the Kasha is why by Dalas Nol is it Kalachut. That would be the Kasha. So that's what Taisus means to say. Taisus means to say that when the Gemara said this Yukimta, that it's less than Dalad al Dalad, so the Gemara could slug up the Yukimta one of two ways. The Gemara slugs it up if it's Pasuach Lekamalit, so then the Kasha is, so Yitzorich Lechiacha Latire. The Gemara could have slugged it up the other way. If it's not Pasuach Lekamalit, it's Pasuach Leshusarabim, so Delis No should also be mutter. That's what Taisvis is saying over here. The Kitzel, so we had a problem. We had a problem that this lumdis that we had wanted to say, that the askoife, by possessing three mechitzes, becomes nisbatel to the rishus apnimi al yedei psichas adeles. The Gemara proved Rav Chome Bar Guye said that is not true. There's no such din of bittul. The mokeim ha'iskoife needs a heter beruach revius. And that's the problem. So if you have a heter, so why do you need a psichas ha'pesach? So what was the teretz? So the first teretz of the Gemara was, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, hocho be'iskoifas movo yaski. So according to Taisvis, now the Gemara is saying, you're right. It means by Skoifis bias, we're in hot water. We have no way how to explain the Baraisa. By Skoifis movo yaskinon, chetshoi mekure, vechetshoi she'enei mekure, part of the Skoifis is covered, part of the Skoifis, there's no koira on it. Bekiruyoi klape pnim, Pesach pasuach kilofnim, Pesach no kilochut. So let us see how Taisus says pshat in the Gemara. Omar Rav Yehuda Omara, hoche ba'askoifes mo ve'yaskina. So Taisus says, why did he say davke askoifes movi? Davke ba'askoifes movi. Only an askoifa of a movi, this halacha will apply. Why? Pesach Pasuach, when the door of the Mavui is open, Kivin Shahakoira Reuya Lahatir Es HaMavui. This Koira is Bekoyach, to be matter the Mavui. Afalpi She'movi ze ein tzorich l'koira. The movi doesn't need the koira. She'rei yesh loy dalad mechitzes. It has dalad mechitzes. She'ha pesach v'hadeles b'revi'is. You have be'etzem the movi has the pesach and the delos b'revi'is. So that means you have to pass him on each side. when the door is shut, you have a delos also. You have batsam, you have a tikkun beruach revius. Now, we have here the mokeim haskoife. And the mokeim haskoife, that means as follows. We are speaking about, let us try to visualize the case. This is the ruach revius. This is the ruach revius over here. This is the ruach revius. So we have over here, here's the mokeim haskoife. And we put a, so the mokeim mitzadatzmoy has whatever it's missing. It has over here, it has the ruach revius is gewaldic. It has tupasim over here. There's a delus here also. The mavoi is taken care of. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said we put a kaira now on the over the askaifa, over half of the askaifa, over a chelik of the askaifa. So what did we accomplish with this kaira? So Taisma says as follows: Pesach pasuach kilefni kivin shaha kaira. Ruuya lahater asamovi. The kaira is a potential matter for the movi. Afal pi shemovi zu ein tzorich lekaira. Even though it doesn't need the kaira, shara yesh loi dalad mechitzes. The movi has dalad mechitzes. Shara pesach vahadeles perivis. Aber das geht uns nicht an. Mikol mokim. Kivin shiruya lahatir es hamovi, but this could also be matter the movi, the kaira could also be matter the movi, mitztaref yachat. So now, the movi, the askoife becomes a chelik of the movi, the askoife becomes a chelik of the movi, and just like the kaira, the lomdus of a kaira is, we say that the chudai achitzoin is yoyred v'saisem. So just like the kaira, we say yoyred v'saisem legabe the whole movi. It is working for the movi, even though the movi theoretically doesn't need it, but al kaponim, it is also a potential matter for the movi. So just like we'll say yoyred v'saisem for the Mavoi will say Yoyred v'soisim for the Mokeim Askoife. So this Mokeim Askoife Lemaise got a matir beruach revius. The Oyvei HaKoire mitzad achitzain is Yoyred v'soisim. This will only work by a Mavoi. We will see. So that is the pshat in the Gemara's text. Mikol Mokeim. Kiven shiru uya lahatir es hamovui mitztarif yachad vahave ki ilu mikure dalet vochem. So it is ki ilu the mavui, the askoife is mikure dalet vochem. Now let us explain what Taisvis is saying in these four words. Vahave ki ilu mikure dalet vochem. Yesterday we learned Shitas Rashi. Rashi learns about this koire, the koire that is over the chelikas koife. So Rashi learns pshat that the chelik that is underneath the askoife, this chelik is mutalitaltal, because this chelik is a matir of a koire. The chelik that is away from the koire does not have a matir for the koire. So memele, so that chelik is also letalto. So that what the Baraisa says, Meshamesh Teire Shuyes, that Pesach Pasuach Kelefnim is only speaking about the chelik ha'askoife that is tachas ha'koire. That is how Rashi learns. The Balam Moir in Asugye, in Reiv Rishonim, the Rashba brings down a Yerushalmi, that Reiv Rishonim learn that since the chelik of the askoife has a matir of a koire, so the whole askoife becomes mutter. That's how the balamoy learns. So it comes out as a gewaldike chiddush that the Gemara is telling us, even though the koire is letzad pnim, afal pikein, the whole askoife becomes mutter. Since a chelik of the askeifa becomes mutter because of the kaira, so the whole askeifa becomes mutter, whatever the lomda should be. So the Marsho wants to say that Taisvis also holds like the Balamoyer, and that is what Taisvis wants to be moisif in these three words. That means Taisvis is assuming that the normal area of askeifa is dalit tfochim. That was the normal size of the askeifa. As at least dalit al dalit. A kaira is a tefa. So if the kaira is on the chelek apnimi of the askeifa, vaviki ilum mikure dalit tfochim. So Taisvis wants to tell us that I hold like the Balamoyer, that lemaise, the whole askeifa becomes mutter through the kirui of this tefa. That's how the Marsho wants to learn Pshat and Taisvis. The Chazenishin Simen Samach Vov says that that is not Pshat and Taisvis. Taisvis does not hold like the Balamoyer. That what Taisvis says, Vav ki'ilu mekure dalet tfochim, Taisvis means as follows. That the etzim, the whole din of pi tikre yoyred v'soysem, is only when you have a tikre of dalet tfochim. That's the whole halacha pi tikre yoyred v'soysem. This din, that a koire also helps, so the Rabbonon said that a koire tefach by a movi is ki'ilu with dalet tfochim. That's the lumbus. That means the koire mi the Rabbonon is a din of a tikre that is dalet tfochim. So Taisvis is only explaining to us the lundus of a kaira, that the kaira works over here, even though a kaira can only work for a movui. But al koponim, since the Pesach is pasuach, and so it is a potential matir for the movui, even though the movui doesn't, ki'ilu, it's mekure dalet for. But this whole lundus will only apply if it was askeifes mavui. Abol baskeifes chotzer ubayis. But if we'll have the same situation, by askeifa v'chotzer ubayis, kivin shakoira ein eruye lahatir shom. By abayis and the chotzer, there is no matir of a koira. Abayis and the chotzer need to lechoyayim or a pasdalit. So, Memele, if you're going to put a koire, over the askoife, so there's no such matter of koire for the bias. If there's no such matter of koire for the bias, so it won't work for the askoife either. Is kivin sha koire ein ruuyo lahatir shom, afilu pesach posuach, have kilochutz, hoyil ve'ene mikura elochetzio. That means, if the whole mokim askoife, which is at least dalad al dalad, that's true, because some askoife is dalad al dalad. So if the whole mokim askoife would be mikure, then you don't need the rabbana de kikulis. Then you have a lomdus of pitikre yered v'saisem. So if you have pitikre yered v'saisem, you have a tikin beruach revius. But if you don't, if the whole thing is not mikure, Hoyul ve'enei mikure elochetz yom. So memele, so by a bias and by a chotzer, it would not work. Because by a bias and chotzer does not have the heter of a kaira. So that's why, here when Rabbi Yehuda Marav said the teretz, Rabbi Yehuda Marav said, Rabbi Yisai, the beraisa can only be understood if we're speaking about askoifes movi. That askoifes movi has a matir of a kaira. So askoifes movi, and it is not completely mikura. So we have to have the lombus of koire that's matter by mavui. So memele, so if it is a pesach posuach, so it is a potential matter for the mavui. So it's just like it helps for the mavui, it will help for the also. Yeah. The askoif of the Tanekame, which the Tanekame said one is allowed to be metaltal, to the Rishus Rabban, to the Rishus Yachid, because that's the mock to. That's the Moreno Chovetal. Hosa Mayri Boim des Chutzloi via Pesach. Period. But here we're speaking Teichoi via Pesach, and the one that's Teichoi via Pesach is normally Dalit. Because it's connected to Oive Achaima, which is normally Dalit. Vidavke Kiruyoi Klape Pnim. Now, Taisva said the Gemara, why did the Gemara say Kiruyoi Klape Pnim? Aval klape chut. If the kirui would be klape chut, afilu no, afilu the mobui is no. Havikilifnim. So then, since you have an area of dalid al dalid, which is ambokim choshu, so memele, even though the mavoi is closed, and the mavoi, so this koire is not even, it's not a matir for the mavoi. The mavoi is closed. But since the koire is after dalet al dalet, so memele, so this, the askoife mitzad atzmo gets a haloche of its own mavoi. It is a mavoi, a small mavoi that is dalet al dalet. And this mavoi also has a matir of a koire. So that's why the Gemara was medayik to say kiruyoi klape pnim. If the kirui would be klape chutz, so afilu delis no, it would also be kilifnim. The ksava rab chudo yachitza in yoire de soisim. The masik beperikame the erev. The Emerson, the Kolben, the Sanel, and the Rosh asks a meiridike kasha. That the Emerson, we spoke out yesterday that the is a difference between a mavui and a chotza. A mavui is the one could be matter the ruach revius with a koire or with a lechi. A chotzer or a bias needs a greater tikkun beruach habiyah. Shnei lechoyayim. Pas dalet. So he mentioned the Kesef Mishnah says that the lomdus is as follows. Because a bias and a chotzer are more miyuchad ledire. So since it is more miyuchad ledire, therefore Chazal said that it needs a greater tikkun beruach habiyah in order to be matzah tiltu. A mavui, and the Gemara Neirevin says a mavui has to have certain characteristics. It has to be dalad ames. It has to be botim chatzeres pesuchim lesoichoy. It has to be olko yesel arochboy. And all these characteristics spell out one inyan. That in this case, when it's botim chatzeres pesuchim lesoichoy, so the mavui is not used so much l'shein diret. So then we have here a kule of a mavui, which we said that it becomes muta with a koire or with a lechi. But this kule of koire was only said for a mavui. So the Kol Ben Nesamel asks, so what Taisva says, and the Rosh also says it, that if the delas is no, and the koire would be put klape chutz, so since there is dalet fochim, and the koire, the chut achitzain is yoyred v'soisem, so the whole askoife would be mutter. So he asks that all this is true if you have here a matir of a koire. If you shut the delis of the mavui, so now you don't have a mavui, the askoife does not have a shame mavui. The askoife is a mokim dalad al dalad, that doesn't have the tznoim of a mavui, so mehechi teisi should have a matir of a koire. He says, Al Kochach, you have to say, he blibes by a Psatzorchion, that since theoretically it's part of a Mavui, even though the Delis is Pasuach, even though the Delis is no, it's part of a Mavui, so this would still have a Matir of a Koire. It will still have a Matir of a Koire if it would be Lipsoit, it would have to be after Dalit Fochim, so Mamele, so then the koire would be matter, the askoife, even though the delis is no. But upon him, this is a ha'or. V'hu adin davi motzi le minkat tefach echod mikure. the Gemara could have said, now we have here, the Gemara is saying that it's only mutter if the delis is pasuach. We're speaking about a koire shekiruyoi bifnim. V'hu adin tavi motzi leminkat tefach echod mekure v'kiruyoi be'emtsoi. The tekiruy is not bifnim, it's be'emtsa haskoife. Bilvat sheipochais me'arba mechudei achitzin shaloisei tefach ad adelis. The Kitzel Tosfos is saying one thing, that if the koire is put at the end of the askoife, and you have an askoife of dalet vochim, then we do not need that the psamigu, since the koire is working for the mavui, it works for the askoife. We don't need this, since there's a area chshuva of dalet vochim, so we can use the koire to be matter the askoife mitzad atzmoi. So then, Adelis Nol would also be Kilifnim. But, if the Koire was put in a matter that it is not matter Dalet Fochim, there is less than Dalet Fochim, so then the Mokim Askoifa Mitzad Atzmoi does not have a heter of a Koire, because a Koire is only matter of Rishus, and less than Dalet Fochim doesn't have a Shem Rishus. So then, it will only be matter if the Delis is pasuach, so then this is a potential matter for the movi. So just like it's a matter for the movi, it's a matter for the askoife that is nimshach from the movi. So this works if it is kiruye lifnim, it's mamish the first pesach of the first tefach of the askoife, or it's beemta, as long as it's not by the soif of the askoife. Let us see the Tosfos Yeshanim. Omar Maharam, Havi Motzi Leminka, the Gemara also could have said, it's the same thing but of a different seer. Kvikiruyoi Klapichut, we could have made the Kiruy at the end of the Moke Maskoife, Uchi Goin, Shadeles Oimedes Beemtsoi Via Pesach Eitzel HaKiruy. That if we'll put the Delos in the middle, so as soon as we put the Delos in the middle, So from the Delos till the end of the Askoifa, there's less than Dalet Fochim. So again, the Koire cannot work for the Askoifa mitzad the Etzem Askoifa, because less than Dalet al Dalet. So then we'll need Psichas HaPesach. So that's all one Lomda says, is the whole reason the Gemara put in the Pnim is that it should need the Psichas HaPesach for the Heter of the Koire. That's what the Tosfos Yeshanim says. Omar Maram Avomotzi Leminka Kiruyei Klapichus, but you have to schlep the Delos in the middle of the Askoife. Chagayin Shadelos Eimedes Bemtsa Oivei HaPesach Eitzel HaKiruy. Elo Derech HaDelos Lamed Kulei Bifnim. Normally the Delos is Bifnim. So if the Delos is Bifnim, so Memele. So therefore you have to schlep the Kaira also Bifnim, if will only be Mata the Mokim Askoife when the Delos is Pasuah. Baha the loy ukimno belechi kedesal kedaita. Now let's say if we are speaking about a mobui, let's say he put up a lechi. Uchigoin shahalechi beemtsa haskoife. The lechi will be now beemtsa haskoife. He put up a lechi beemtsa haskoife. The ein mishom ad hadeles dalit. So we have a lechi, but the lechi cannot help on the askoifa alone, because the askoifa is not a rishus b'fnei atzmo, it's less than dalet al dalet. But when the pesach is pasuach, so memele then we have, then just like the lechi can work for the mavi, it'll work for the askoifa. When the delos is nol, it cannot work for the askoifa alone. So that means, so why didn't the Gemara say, the Gemara jumped now to a new matter. There was a koire over the askoifa. Let's say there was a lechi, and we put a lechi there, but the lechi can only function b'zman shehadeles pasuach, because the lechi was put in the middle of the askoifa, and from the mokim alechi till the delos is less than dalet tochem. That's also not normal. The mother wanted to say this a kipte. אלא אוי בפנים, אוי בחוץ, אוי כמו שתירץ מרם, דלכי הבי משום מחיצה, הלכי איזה תירס מחיצה, ואפילו נו, הבי כלפנים, ואפילו דלכי דלת, כמו תיקרס דלת, ואפילו נו, יוירד וסויסם. We learned yesterday in Rashi that even though the Delis is Sosum, we'll say Pitikra Yerd Vesoysam, even though there won't be a Mokim Dalet between the Pitikra, because the Delis is Mapsik, and the Delis is Bemtza Iskoife. So the Taisi Shonam wants to say, Hu Adin by Alechi, if there's a Teiris Mechitza Min HaTeire, so Geitman Nishton, that the Delis is Sosum, it would still be Matir the Askoife. So again, we have a problem. Why Delis knows Kalachutz? Therefore, the Gemara, the only Yetzer was with a Kaira. The last Taisus is going on Rav Meir, that Rav Meir said, Abu'uyim Dike Chidush, that if you have two types of a Rishus HaYochid, a Rishus HaYochid that is an Omud Gavoya Yud, the Roch of Dalad al Dalad, and this is next to a Chotzer. The Chotzer is also a Rishus HaYochid. But these two Rishus HaYochids are two levels. The Omud is Gavoya Yud, without Mechitzes. The Rishus HaYochid is Nomuch, and it has Mechitzes. So Rav Meir said one is not permitted to take from one Rishus HaYochid on the other Rishus HaYochid. And we said even though the Omud be inside the Rishus HaYochid, one is not permitted to take from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid, Gzeire Mishum Teil B'Shus HaRabin. Let us see Taisus. Zeira mishum tel b'shus haram. Oy mari, the mibayis la'aliyah. If Ramei said Ramei the kechumre. You have here reshus ayochid, and you'll have here an omud in the middle of the reshus ayochid. One is not permitted to take from the karkois reshus ayochid to put it on the omud and fakert also. So Taisus says zeira mishum reshus haram. I married the mibayis la'aliyah. What about to take from the first floor to the second floor? It's also the second floor lachayre is like an omud over the first floor. How is one permitted to carry? Layosar amei letaltol. Layobi letaltol bekach mirishus harabim la'aliyah. A person will never carry from rishus harabim to aliyah because he can take from the first floor to the second floor. Diminkyo mechitzte. Because when he's in the Rishus HaRabim, he realizes that the Aliyah has Mechitzes. So he'll realize one is not permitted to take from Rishus HaRabim to an Aliyah. People don't make such mistakes. But an Omud Rishus HaYochid Goza Otu Tel Rishus HaRabim Deleke Mechitzes. A tail is a Rishus HaYochid without Mechitzes. So it doesn't ring a bell to a person that this is really a Rishus HaYochid. He doesn't see the Mechitzes of this Rishus HaYochid. So therefore, if in the Rishus HaYochid one is permitted to take from the Rishus HaYochid to the tail, so this person will do the same thing in the Rishus HaRabim also, because in a tail is like Minke Mechitzes. Ubereish kol gagis meforish le'omar Rav Meir elo kegoin omud ve'amos arichayim dekvi. Rav Meir only was geizer if it's a davar kavua. If it's a davar kavua in the Rishus HaYochid, then one is not permitted to be metautal from the Rishus HaYochid and this Dover Kavua. Aber loy machteshes udvorim hametautalim. So the Chodesh Aviv explains, Taisus wants to explain because it's a gzeira oto Rishus HaRabim. It is very rare that a person should put down in the Rishus HaRabim a keli, a Dover metautal, which is in reality a Rishus HaYochid. So memele dvorim hametautalim, they weren't geizer in Rishus HaYochid, Otto Rishus HaRabim, because it's a Milsad Leishchiche. A Milsad Leishchiche Leigozel Rabon. Masha'en Kein an Omud, Nadover Kabua, can't find itself in the Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, Rameya was Geizer by Adover Kabua Bishus HaYochid, Otto Adover Kabua Bishus HaRabim. Ba'oimari, Da'af Al-Gav, De'kaimolon, Ke Rameya B'gzeiroiso. We paskin according to Rameya B'gzeiroiso, Afilu L'gabi Rabim, even though he's Cheilik with a Rabim, כדמוכח בריש אף על פי גבי הודו מרמיה עושה להשייס אישתוי אפילו שאחס ולא יקסובה. And we paskin according to Rameya, even though the Chachamim disagree with him. Hocha ein alochi ki Rameya. But in this gzeir of Rameya, that Rameya said one is not allowed to take from a Rishus HaYochid and put it on the Omud, we don't paskin like Rameya. The Reperi called Gagis paskin in Behedya alochi ki Rab Shimon de Pligi alei. The Koma, and Rab Shimon said, Echot Gagois, ve Echot Chatzerois, ve Echot Kafifois, Rishus Achasheim Ulekelim. What does that mean? Sheshavsu b'soichon v'shori l'taltol migag l'chotzer. So one is permitted to be metaltol from the gag to the chotzer. So Taisa seems to hold a gag is not like an aliyah. A gag is similar to an omud. So if we pass now at Rav Shimon that it's mutol l'taltol migag l'chotzer, so what then it's mutol l'taltol mi omud l'chotzer, so tzarayu, we don't pass now at Rav Shimon.